Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, let's see, March the 4th. I had to think, didn't I? Tuesday, March 4th, and you're listening to the big call, and you're listening an hour early if you're live on the big call, because as the email went out, hopefully everybody received it, we're doing the call an hour earlier so everybody can listen to President Trump address both houses of Congress tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. I'm going to be watching on Newsmax, but I'm sure it'll be on a lot of different channels if you don't have Newsmax. If you have Dish Network, Newsmax is channel 216. All right, if you're on Dish. Let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and we'll go to Sue for it'll be a great teaching that Bob and I can comment on, and Sue can comment on. Lord God, thank you for this night. Thank you for everything that you're giving us to talk about tonight. Thank you for President Trump and his speech tonight in an hour. And thank you, Lord, for bringing all the information to the fore so that we can get the exchanges started, Lord God, as the intel suggests. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a big night for us all. Tell us what you have in the way of a teaching. They've been so good, Sue, and we just love commenting on them. There it is, Tuesday, the first day of the week, according to to Bob, in a way it is for us on the big call. Tell us what it is you'll bring to us tonight.
It's kind of an important time, isn't it, because you have Monday to kind of get going, and then Tuesday is your day to reflect, immerse, and go forward. And I'm going to dedicate this, and she's a new friend, to my new friend, Janie. And, yep, blessing her and blessing the pod, as always, and especially J&K. And everybody, and Henry, everybody, all the pod.
All the pod.
You know, there it is. I can't see. So here we go. So what's coming out of your mouth? My question today is, what kind of I ams are coming out of your mouth? I am victorious. I am blessed. I am talented. I am anointed. When you have the right I ams, you're inviting the goodness of God. Maybe if you just change the I am, you would rise to a new level. Words have great creative power. They can be very helpful, like electricity. Used the right way, electricity powers lights, air conditioning, and all kinds of good things. But electricity used the wrong way can be very dangerous. It can harm you, even kill you. It's the same way with our words. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of our tongue. It's up to you to choose what follows the I am. My encouragement is to never say negative things about yourself. Most of us would never go up to another person, at least to their face, and criticize them. Yet we have no problem criticizing ourselves. I am so slow. I'm so unattractive. I'm so undisciplined. I'm not very good at relationships. That is cursing your future. Do yourself a favor and zip that up. We have enough in life against us already. Don't be against yourself. I had a friend with whom I used to play basketball. When he would miss an important shot, he would exclaim, I'm an idiot. I know people like that. I heard that month after month. He didn't realize, but idiot was coming and looking for him. I hate to say it, but I think it found him. If you go around saying, I'm so dumb, or whatever. This may be poor English, but dumbness is coming your way. I'm so unattractive. I'm so plain. Ugliness says, I hear somebody calling my name. Use your words to bless your future, not curse your future. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong, not the opposite. I'm so tired. I'm so run down. That's calling in the wrong things. Let the poor say, I am well off, not I am broke. I'm so in debt. Let the sick say, I am healthy. I'm improving. I'm getting better and better. You are who God says you are. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a really good teaching. Some real good basic things about self-talk. And, you know, we're called, and Sue, we've done teachings on this that you've given us about love and about that's the last commandment that Jesus gave us was to love one another as we love ourselves. Well, can we love ourselves if we have negative self-talk like you outlined? I'm so this, I'm so that. Oh, I'm not a good shot. No, that's not loving yourself. You need to say things that are encouraging, not only to other people, but to yourself. Exactly right. I like the idea of us lifting one another up, and I like, you know, saying positive things to encourage one another, encourage yourself. The more you are who God says you are, the more you can be that person to other people. And I love that. I thought that was a really good teaching, Sue. Pass it over to Bob. Bob, I know you, when you go up for a shot, you don't miss a whole lot. But I know this much. If you miss a shot and you're throwing up a brick, man, you're not going to say anything to yourself that's negative, right?
No. When you're playing basketball, the goal is you want other people to be talking about you. And if you miss a shot, you want the other team saying, oh, man, automatic, missed one.
Yeah, that's it. I love it. That's good, Bob. I love it.
That's how that goes. But I like this. It's like what's coming out of your mouth. The first thing that came to me was the word nothing. It was like,
funny.
Sometimes it's just great to listen, right? Because here we are listening to Sue's teaching, and it's like, yeah, I'm not saying a word during this time. This is the time to say nothing. And then I started thinking about the I am, and then I was like, maybe that's all you need is I am. Repeat that. And then I thought, well, how about if we add the word alive? I am alive. And then I thought, what if each of these I ams we followed up with saying, thank you, God. I am alive. Thank you, God. And then just pause and see how you feel. See what thought comes to you next. And see if it makes you feel good to say that. I am alive. Thank you, God. And then you can repeat it if you want to. Or you can move on and say something like, I am healthy. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And move on into, I am faithful. Thank you, God. I am loving. Thank you, God. And as each of these come from me, as I'm just thinking about this and saying it out loud here, so having been inspired to do so, it's just making me feel really good. It's like, you know, my life feels really good. I'm alive. Thank you, God. Right? And I'm healthy, and I'm faithful, and I'm loving. Thank you, God.
That's good, Bob. It's very good. Bob, thank you for that. And God loves us unconditionally. He really does love us. And nothing that we can do can change the fact of God's love. We cannot have him love us any less than he does now, no matter what happens, no matter what we do. That's an incredible thing to say, but it's true. What about you, Sue? What did you think of this teaching? And I know your self-talk is really good.
You know what's interesting that's coming up for me? I'm thinking about this woman, Janie, who is she said, you know, Sue, we were laughing. She goes, you're funny. I said, yes, I know I am. And she told me that she was a counselor, and she was so open and warm, and we were talking about her getting the MedPed 100s. But listening to the two of you talk, I'm reflecting on Janie, who is a counselor, and I'm reflecting on, I think for a lot of us, I'm having this memory of a very good friend of mine that he would say, he was very accomplished, and he would say really bad things. And I remember being sort of shocked, like, oh, here I go again, being a teacher. And I said, do you really think you need to be that hard on yourself? And he said, well, sometimes I need a 2x4 to do that. And so I want to speak really quickly. I want to speak to what Bob was saying, because it's about doing it for ourselves. But I remember what I felt when this person would show up with some, like, low-level, you could tell he had a habit of low-level self-talk. So if you're in a relationship or connected to somebody at work and they're doing something, like, you can tell they're not in high vibration, I am. What you can do is imagine, because those people will resist if you try to change them too much. Trust me, I know. Imagine them, like, shifting their voice, and you're hearing them say something really positive. I'm so over putting myself down. I'm getting so strong every day. I'm getting so free of the need to use something harsh to motivate myself. And I find that people that have been often very successful, they're the ones that are really, the way they motivate themselves is with criticism, self-flagellation. I've been around all those people. And what you can do is just see them learning that to be kind to themselves and to bring the higher vibration of God and God's thoughts, if you want to kind of circumvent that, imagine them becoming that and occasionally pointing it out and noticing their improvement. So that's what came up for me. Just kind of thinking about what it's like to navigate people that don't have this innately yet. And I think a lot of us have people like that in their life. So
my opinion. Thank you. I think that's good to encourage each other to improve our self-talk, you know, and then get it started for somebody if they need it. They start saying something against themselves, say, well, you're really not like that. You're like this. You're good. You're good at this. I noticed that, blah, blah, blah. All right, Sue. Thank you for that, Sue. And we're moving right along on the call tonight. We want to get the call through before the president starts to speak tonight at approximately 9 o'clock Eastern. So, Sue,
we're ready to go.
Do we have any prayer requests or praise reports tonight?
We have a friend who's having mouth surgery on March 3rd. Thank you for praying. Okay. So that's a little bit in the rearview mirror, obviously. So we're just praying that Dee's friend's surgery went well, and that Dee and her friend, Dee must be a woman, are recovering and are surrounded with the love of the big call and with Christ's healing prayer. Amen. And we have one other. from Ms. Jeannie. That's good, Bruce.
Okay.
We're doing good. Today, 3425, Unofficial State of the Union Address. The theme of President Trump's address is the renewal of the American dream. Oh, that's thank you, Jeannie. Also today, 3-24-25, is Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is also known as
Fat Tuesday. That's right.
Not Fat Robins.
Tomorrow,
3-5-25, Ash Wednesday, may you find solace in prayer and comfort in knowing that God's mercy knows no bounds. Wishing you a blessed day. May you remember on Ash Wednesday, with or without ashes on your forehead, remember Jesus' sacrifice for each one of us. Amen and amen. 5 days until, 1 day until Ash Wednesday, 3-5-25.
Yes,
5 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Wow, that'll be fun, huh, Bob?
2 a.m. 2 a.m. in the morning, yep.
16 days until spring, 3-20-25, just gets better and better. 39 days until Passover. 47 days until Easter, 4-20-25.
Yep.
March 4th, Tuesday, is an annual unofficial holiday celebrated to encourage everyone to work towards achieving their dreams. Ash Wednesday, 3-5-25. Ash Wednesday is the 6 weeks before Easter Sunday, is a Christian holy day of fasting, sacrifice, and prayer. We pray and we thank our Heavenly Father for the leaders and the listeners, Pastor Scott, healing, R&R, Social Security increases, med beds for everyone, and the RV blessing. Everyone have a safe and blessed week, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
We're cruising.
Well, we got to be cruising. We're good. Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Very good. All right. Let's thank you for that. That was good. And it's always good to get the update on the calendar. Yes, tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Okay. Sue, I know that there's a lot going on in your arena. There's a lot happening. I know people are still interested in the MedMed 100s, no question about it, and also people like getting the, you know, Quantum Leader course.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So, sure. What makes the big call really unique in the world is the fact that we are devoted to helping people prepare their self-concept. And what do we mean by that? It means how you see yourself and who you're going to be when you have all the abundance, and you're going to be helping to shift and transform our world into a spiritual, Christ-like, egalitarian, harmonious world. And who you've been and what you've taken in from the world around you and what you believe yourself to be is what we do in our leadership classes, in getting you ready for the med beds. And basically, it's our purpose. It's been our purpose for decades. But what makes the MedBed 100 program so unique, and this came from talking to Jeannie today, the woman that ordered the kit, and she literally said, I said, so tell me about your husband. And it's unusual for me to actually have a live call. We were trying to figure out something together, just so you don't think you're going to get a live call with me. She said, I have something with my eyes, but my husband, check this out, Bruce and Bob, my husband has like a kidney failure and this and that. And I said, oh, that'll be fixed in about 3 minutes. And she said, "Are you kidding?"
Oh, yeah.
So many people don't know about the repairs, the acute and chronic issues that are going to be repaired quickly and immediately, and then the added things that you can do. So we went into, I said, you know, after you develop your list, write this down, everybody. I can see a friend rolling his eyes. After you create your list of the things that are acute or chronic, that means disturbing you for a long time and very, very, you're very aware, and it's like a dire need situation, or chronic and affect your mental health, your ability to serve, your ability to contribute in this next phase. Write those down first, and then you're going to go and you're going to explore what are your options. How many out of the seven categories of creative, skill, physical, all these different categories, we have 65 different attributes or skills or nuanced transformations that are organic that you can ask for. And so the MedBed 100 is designed for people to get a really clear picture before you go in, what you can do beyond just taking care of your immediate health, for this opportunity to become a human being that is going to be gifted with the technology and the energy structure of the med beds to walk on the earth, to lead people with your highest IQ, your highest athletic ability, essentially to be the most inspired version of yourself that you can imagine. And all you have to do, if you want that skill, and please realize that as soon as the 800 numbers come out, we shut that down because we've got to get into the business, not the business, we've got to get into the practice of launching our projects, and we've been doing the big call for 9.5 years. So if you're interested in getting really clear, and that to me is like the number one thing for everybody in our world, is to learn how to harness clarity, sovereignty, and self-direction. And this is what this program will do. So if you're interested in that, just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100. We have another class that is a standalone class. Both of these are $100, and it's called Quantum Leadership Future Founder. And we had one woman who is a grandmother, very, very, you know, devoted to Christ. And she said, this was without a doubt, she took our next course and she said, that was amazing too, the best course, and I'm going to give it to my 7 grandchildren. Now, why did she say that? Because of the world we're transitioning into, because of the responsibility, and I want to say the creative potential instead of responsibility. That's an old and heavy word. Because of the creative potential that each of us hold, or even right now, you're going to want to be able to learn how to harness your best energy, your best focus, and move into a place where, just like Elon Musk has really, really good boundaries. He knows how to prioritize his attention. That's what the Quantum Leader Future Founder Program does. It's going to help you to take out the noise, learn the science of regulating your nervous system, and your boundaries in Christ. But if you're not thinking about that or practicing it, you're basically bringing, it's like people that are from New York City, they just have to live with noise because that's what they're acculturated to. You don't want to do that going forward. You want to go forward with the quiet strength of Christ in you and the ability to prioritize where your attention creates the most value for you and the most value for the world. And that's what Quantum Leader Future Founder will do. So both of those you get emailing us at integratedminds@hushmail.com. They're incredibly powerful. They're two sessions, and they're $100 each. And if you want to get it, send your email in tonight, and we'll see where Bruce's intel takes us and whether you're listening to them to get started and getting the clarity that will give you the confidence when you get started in this. And that's our passion. With clarity and Christ, you're entering into a brand new era for yourself and for the world. And we need as many people being that as we possibly can. And that's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. Yep, the MedBed 100, you know what that is, and the Quantum Leader Future Founder, just put Quantum 100 in the subject line. Quantum 100. Now, some people are buying both, so you might want to put, MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100. So you might want to, a lot of people are getting both of those for $200. So send those emails out tonight, and that way Sue can activate those and get those going for you. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Oh, gosh. Let's move into Bob's arena for a little bit. Bob, tell us what is happening from your point of view with our sale, with anything else that you can think of that we should be hearing. Just let us know what it is, where we stand, Bob, from your perspective.
Sure. So we're here on the 4th of March, and we have a brand new sale that people are really going to want to hear about. I'll tell people in just a minute, Bruce.
Okay.
But first, I have this testimonial that I shared with you earlier. No, I'm going to read it for everybody else.
Yep.
And this is a person who listens to the Big Call, and the testimonial says, "Hello, Bob. Thank you for sharing the critical information you shared with us on the Big Call on Tuesday, the 25th of February, on how harmful stress can be for our bodies. You were talking to me. God knew I needed this information to literally help save my life. There were some emotional issues in my life that caused me to lose 27 pounds rather quickly. I didn't realize it, but I was losing muscle rapidly. All of my friends and family gasped in disbelief at the sudden weight loss and the way my clothes were dropping around me." Now she switches into talking about the Myotrol. It says, "I took one Myotrol capsule and I had no negative side effects. I only took it for one day so far, but I'm sure it's not my imagination that I went from dragging myself from one level of the house to another to running up and down the steps, doing laundry, making a light dinner for myself and the family, hitting high notes clearly, which I haven't been able to do in years. All of this while never getting tired. I'm sure this was not a coincidence. If one capsule did all this on the first day, what will happen when I take two capsules daily? I'll be keeping a journal. Stay tuned. Thank you to the Boomer team." And this is important, Bruce. Yeah, the Myotrol is amazing, and yeah, it's still out of stock, but it's going to be coming soon. probably about 2 weeks we'll have more in stock. But it's also about a person who's listening to the big call and listening to information about stress and being directed to certain podcasts and YouTube videos about managing stress using the various techniques that we talked about that night. And these are not just cute techniques like, okay, if you can sit here and meditate, everything will be fine. This is the advanced stuff, like what Sue brought us with Havening, what Gary Craig brought us, you know, with the emotional freedom technique, what HeartMath brought us. And, you know, to learn about something like Havening and Dr. Rudin, who created it and wrote his book called When the Past is Always Present, and to be able then to learn to do it for yourself from a video on our website is really great. And it's really great, Bruce, that you have been doing this call for so many years. You know, who knows how many people have been able to use different techniques and to take Sue's classes to really improve their lives. And, you know, and in some people's cases, think that it's saving their life. And so I wanted to thank this person who knows who they are for sending this testimonial, because it's testimonials that quite often get the point across the most about different things that can be helpful for people, whether it's something like Myotrol or stress management techniques. And without the testimonials, it's just one person or two people, you know, saying, hey, this is great stuff, you better get some. It's actually, you know, over 3,300 people telling about their personal experience. And then, Bruce, we started a new sale tonight at about 4:45. A lot of people have already taken advantage of it because they got the email at 4:45 and have already been getting stuff. And this is a buy one, get one half off sale. And we decided to put a whole bunch of things on that sale. So there's 11 products on the sale page. And what it is you get to mix and match. So say you want some barley and some probiotics, you can get your barley and get your probiotics half off. Say you want to get some lignans and some olive leaf extract, you can buy your lignans, get your olive leaf half off. And you can mix and match. And so if you want one of everything on the list, you can end up doing that by doing the buy one, get one half off. There's a limit of three, you know, per product or per combo, so to speak. And and you can go ahead and start and do that right now if you're listening, and or do it right after the president's address to the Congress. And and we'll go ahead and get that out. If you get that in tonight, we'll probably get it in the mail for you tomorrow. And the other ones that are there, we have our magnesium, our vitamin B complex, resveratrol, ashwagandha, the combination of the threes, meaning the vitamin D3, the omega-3, and then both types of barley and probiotics and lignans. And it's quite amazing how much money you can save when you take advantage of these. And some people, you know, are the kinds of people that like to stock up. And that's okay. If you don't try to get more than three of each, or it won't, the system won't trigger and it won't process your order. But if you want more than three, give us a call and we'll see if we can accommodate it if the stock doesn't get too low. And Bruce, that's it. That's what I have for tonight. It's 25 minutes to 9.
Okay. That sounds great, Bob. Excellent. Thank you for that. And, I want to say, to take advantage of this sale and to see things like Havening and the other podcasts and information that's on the website. Just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get there, on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website, and you'll be able to see all of the Boomers products, see the products on sale, and you'll be able to go to the footer of the page and see, you know, learn about the podcast about Havening, NLP, all of those different pieces of information, testimonials, everything's available, blogs, and, you know, check it out. So that'll be a really good way to do it. Now, if you have a question or you're not quite sure about how everything's working and you need to call, you can call the 800 number there, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And then come Sunday, we'll be on Daylight Savings Time. So right now, we're just calling in Eastern Time. You'll be all set. So you've got the number. You know how to get to the website. Take advantage of the sale. Go ahead and get in there and get whatever. I love the idea of buying one thing and getting another product half off, and you can mix and match on those. That's a great idea. Great idea. So that's all there for you to take advantage of. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. All right. We're moving right along in the big call tonight. I want to clarify something that a listener wrote in to Bob on, and he told me about it today, and that is the proper designation of Nasara and Jasara. I did not have it right. It should be for Nasara, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. National Economic Security, which makes a lot of sense, Economic Security and Reformation Act. That's Nasara. Jasara is Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, okay? So thank you for the clarification on that. Since I haven't seen that ever in writing, it was good to see it and clarify what it is I have been saying incorrectly. Now, so I appreciate that very much. There are some people out there that are thinking that they or somebody else might get the 800 numbers earlier than others. And from what I'm hearing from our sources, that is not the case. Nobody is going to get it and put it out any earlier than anybody else. Now, there was a time when I was informed that I was going to get the number a little bit early. And that appears not to be the case anymore. It appears that everybody's going to get the number when the emails come out, and that's when that'll get out. So there's no advantage if you're listening to someone else or you're listening to the big call. You know, you should have it in your email at approximately the same time. Now, it could come out where East Coast people get it earlier because they have a time advantage of getting it at the time, and then maybe Central Time is an hour later because it's the same time as it is, but it's in a different time zone. Same thing with Mountain Time, same thing with Pacific Time, and then Alaska and Hawaii are two other time zones. So that's going to be interesting to see exactly how that does come out. I was told that my theory of everybody getting it at the same time in their time zone was a correct theory. So let's see how that plays out. But nobody has any advantage over anyone else to put it out any sooner. That's not really the case. Now, let's see where else we're going to go with this. When it comes to the timing, we had heard that the bond holders have received, but we haven't confirmed it yet, that they have received their emails Well, they'd have received their emails that show that they have a certain amount in their account. They have received, in other words, their accounts have been funded. Let me clarify that. Their accounts have been funded. Now, when will they get access to that? That is the big question. We think they're going to receive that email that gives them access or tells them when they get access to their accounts. At the same time, we get emails giving us a toll-free number to set our appointments. See, they've already, used their bonds, Tier 3 bondholders. Those guys have already ponied up their bonds. They've already been checked out on that, and their funds for those bond transactions have already been placed in their account. But they know approximately how much they're going to get, but they don't have access to the money yet. Well, they're supposed to get access to the money at about the same time that we get access to our appointments, either get notified to set up our appointments or actually get in to begin our exchanges at the redemption center. And remember, the rates at the redemption centers will be higher than those at the banks. The only exception that I've heard of on that has been the Vietnamese dong. The dong rate at the redemption center yesterday was the same as it was in the banks. Now, that's the exception to the rule. The dinar is going to be much higher at the redemption center because they're going to offer us a contract rate on the dinar. And I've told you guys roughly where that range was. Okay? ZIM is on par with the U.S. and dollar. And let's see what else. Well, that's about all. There are other currencies, and they should all be between 4 and 7. Between 4 and 7, the currencies that are going up in value are all going to be in that range of 4 to 7. That's really exciting, too. Let's see, what else? Okay, let's talk about the timing for us to get notified. And then we'll bring in some of the other things that are also happening that Jeannie referenced in her post today. Okay, here's the timing on this. Tonight, President Trump is making his speech in front of both chambers of commerce, set to go off at about 9 o'clock. I've been told he will actually start speaking at about 9:05 tonight, Eastern time, 9:05. So it'll take a few minutes for him to go through the crowd, shake a few hands, the applause to settle, all of that. And he should be getting started about 5 minutes after 9. So we're in good shape. Then, and I want everybody to watch this thing and see what all he has to say. I've heard what he's going to talk about. It's going to be very exciting. Hopefully he'll throw a couple surprises in there. He's not supposed to talk about our asset-backed currency or our gold-backed currency yet. Not for a few days. They don't think that's going to happen until the weekend, when the markets are closed due to market volatility. So don't look for that part of Nasara, which it is, part of Nasara and Jisara, really, to occur tonight. I think he's going to talk about a lot of different things. But what I want to talk to you about is the timing. What we've heard is during the president's speech, those emails for the bondholders would go out tonight. So they would be able to receive them overnight or in the morning tomorrow as to when they will get access to their funds. They're supposed to go out during his speech. Now, notifications for us in Tier 4, A and B, are supposed to come out starting 2 hours after the speech ends tonight. Now, do you think we'll get something overnight tonight? I seriously doubt it. I think it'll be something in the morning. I think we'll receive them tomorrow if everything goes well. because we know Redemption Center leaders, some of whom are going in to the Redemption Center at 8:15 in the morning tomorrow, 8:15 a.m. And I'm thinking that makes sense because we should be getting our notifications. Now, does it mean we get our notifications in the morning? Not necessarily, no. It could be that we get it any time tomorrow. There's been no time given to me that we are to receive our notifications. And it could be that we receive them Wednesday, tomorrow, and then we set our appointments and we even start exchanges on Thursday. That's very possible. So don't be faked out if the emails that are coming in with the toll-free number, don't be faked out if they don't come in first thing in the morning. It might be a little later on purpose. Okay? So that's supposed to be the timing on the releases. But if you think about it, if you don't have staff in the Redemption Center when these come out, so if they came out overnight, how are you going to set appointments with somebody at the Redemption Center if they're not in? And they're not going to be in tonight. They're not going to be in till tomorrow. So I would look for it sometime tomorrow to come out. Now, the question is how many people that are on the big call tonight live now got the emails that we sent out letting you know about the time change tonight, about doing the call an hour earlier than normal. If you're calling at 9 o'clock tonight and you're listening to the recording, but you thought, hey, I didn't realize that. Well, maybe you didn't send your email in to the big call to register and you didn't get the email. And let's say you registered with your email months ago, but you've never opened one from Big Call Universe. Okay, then you have been deleted by the system. If you didn't get the email, but you've registered your email already, and you didn't get it in your email, in your inbox today, we sent it out at 12:05, and I think Bob said he was going to try to send it out again at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight, just to get people that might have missed the first time at noon, 12:05, then chances are you're not in the system and you need to open some emails from Boomers to say that you are still in the system. And it's something that we don't have any control over because that there's the law that will automatically delete you unless you've opened your email in the last 3 months or so. So be sure to do that. And if you didn't get the email that we sent out today with the time change for tonight's call, then you need to resubmit your email and make sure it's in the system. Okay? BigCallUniverse.com. BigCallUniverse.com. Put your email in. That's all. There's no charge for it. You just do it. That way, we'll be able to be in touch with you with our projects, with podcasts in the future, and everything else. All right. Now, let's go into a couple other things. We were hearing that the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, they're calling them DOGE checks. Some people that are not getting direct deposits, like they do for Social Security, et cetera, will get a check from the U.S. Treasury by certified mail. Now, we heard that they were to start to go out. The checks would start to go out today. I don't have confirmation of that. They might not have gone out today, and they might not start until tomorrow or the next day. But those of us on Social Security will get our direct deposit into that same account, same bank account. Okay, that should start any day now. We're hearing we get DOGE in the first 10 days of March, and today's only the 4th. So I think it's very possible we get some of those checks tomorrow. I don't know if President Trump's going to talk about those monies going out, but I did hear from some pretty reliable people that that is supposed to happen not for 12 months, but for 13 months straight, which is an extra bonus month, which is great. So those will be interesting to see those deposits come in to our accounts. let's see, beyond that, increase in Social Security is supposed to occur this month. And whether it'll occur on your same Social Security day, which starts tomorrow for some people, are the 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th. Those are your four Wednesdays in March. 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. So let's see what happens on that. I'm thinking those will happen this month as an increase. And the increase is going to be pretty substantial for most of us. The other thing is the R&R, the Restitution Reconciliation Allowance. R&R, for those of us exchanging, will be at the Redemption Center. We'll get it there when we exchange. And we'll tell them, you know, they'll have our Social Security number, but they'll look it up by the last four digits of your social. That's how they'll be able to look it up and see it, and then they'll be able to tell us what that is in the amount that it is, and it should go into the quantum account. And it should occur, if I understand the timing right, it should occur after the currency has been exchanged, after we've done the exchange of our currencies and the redemption of our ZIM notes. Okay? Then don't forget to write down on your pad to ask about R&R. Okay? Ask about that. Get the amount. It won't be broken down for you. You're just going to get a lump sum total at the Redemption Center. Ask what that is, and then you'll be all set. Okay, so we've got the RV happening, we think, with notifications starting tomorrow. Okay, we've got the DOGE checks coming out, direct deposit for a lot of us, and checks for other people. Then we've got the increase in Social Security this month. And we've got, what am I forgetting, anything? Increase in Social, DOGE, R&R, and, of course, the RV, those four. So this month of March, today's the 4th, should be an excellent month. Should be a terrific month. All right, so let's see. I think that's everything I wanted to say, except this is a great time to get in touch with Sue, because this could be the last opportunity that you have to get the MedBed 100. Get the MedBed 100. It's a two-night class. It's about 3 hours long between the two nights that you can get and learn everything that you need to know prior to going into the MedBed. And that's going to be excellent for us all to have. The other piece of it is the Quantum Leader Future Founder class, which we call Quantum 100. That's a very special class that people took, and you're going to be getting the two classes sent as an email, as a recording that you click on, and you can listen to it over and over again. Same thing's true of the MedBed 100. You can listen to it over and over again. And that's really the way to do it, is just get that information deep down into you, and you'll be able to benefit so much more from it. So get that. Get the MedBed 100. And I would say for the quantum class, just put Quantum 100. And some people are getting both. MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 equals 200. And there's your $200 for both. Now, send your email to Sue. The email address is integrated, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Integrated minds at hushmail.com. Okay? So send that off to Sue. Thank you, Sue. Great. Thank you for time. And we're finishing just about right. I wanted to get that out to you guys. Take advantage of that. This is a great opportunity to just get completely up to speed on the Quantum Leader class as well as the MedBed 100 class. Send that off to Sue, and she'll do her best to get those out right away. Now, the other thing is I'd like to pray the call out. So let's do that now. Lord God, we just thank you for everything we were able to accomplish on the call tonight. Thank you for Bob and this great new sale, buy one, get one half off on a combination of products. Thank you for Sue's offerings of the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 classes. And thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done to prepare us to this point to get everything ready for us for this blessing. Give us a great night. Give President Trump the wisdom to do a beautiful speech tonight to both chambers of Congress. Thank you for everything that he's done so far and is continuing to do for us. Thank you for preparing us for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. But let's turn off the recording. Thank you guys for coming in an hour early. Now everybody tune in and enjoy President Trump's speech tonight. God bless.